Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison are testifying about the state's fraud problem in front of the Congressional House Oversight Committee. There was this exchange with Republican Congressman Tom Emmer.
Today's hearing is titled Oversight of Fraud and Misuse of Federal Funds in Minnesota. Can we agree that this fraud is a serious thing, Governor Walz? Yes or no? Can we agree on that?
Yes, any fraud is serious.
Thank you.
Emmer turned his questioning to the Attorney General.
Attorney General Ellison, is there an organized crime ring operating in Minnesota? I'll answer for you, sir. Governor Walz believes there is an active crime ring in our state. In October, the governor said, quote, "We've got an organized crime ring in Minnesota. I think it's been going on for years."
Just hours before the session began, the committee released a 54-page report alleging that Walz and Ellison were aware of fraud issues for years but did not take sufficient action. An Army Reserve soldier from Minnesota is one of the four killed in a drone attack Sunday in Kuwait. The Department of War identified 39-year-old Sergeant First Class Nicole Amore of White Bear Lake as one of the victims. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Dan Kane.
To the families of our fallen, we grieve with you today, and we look forward to welcoming your family members home at Dover in the coming days.
Amore and other soldiers were assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command in Des Moines, Iowa. A judge has dismissed a wrongful death lawsuit connected to the 2021 incident that killed Menards employee James Standback in Golden Valley. In the ruling, the judge said there was no evidence showing the home improvement retailer acted consciously or intentionally to cause Standback harm. The teen died after being crushed by a pile of lumber while operating a forklift. In other headlines, advocates are urging state lawmakers to pass legislation that provides Minnesotans with access to no-cost cancer screenings. The American Cancer Society's Emily Myatt says screenings save lives.
About 40,000 Minnesotans will hear the words, "You have cancer," this year. And we know that prevention is the best way to keep people from hearing those words. Too many of us have heard them ourselves or have had our loved ones. And cancer is still the leading cause of death in Minnesota.
She says more than 75 patients and survivors are attending the annual Cancer Action Day today at the state capitol. Authorities in Dakota County are investigating after recovering a body from the Mississippi River in South St. Paul. Police say multiple agencies were called to Kaposha Landing Tuesday afternoon for the report of a body in the water. Dakota County is leading the death investigation. This is MNN.